Now, Brian Morris is the director of the National Secular Lobby, welcome, Brian. Thanks for coming
in.
Yeah,
good evening, Peter.
When
good
did
to be
you
here.
Started? It's relatively new, isn't it?
It is. It's only about 7 or 8 months old. But, you know, I guess we all had enough of the Australian Christian lobby getting up to all their antics, over the last 2 or 3 decades. So it's really long overdue for a national secular body to really put the secular case, and separation of church and state.
Chris Schott is one of your ambassadors, and he says it's freedom. Freedom of religion, it's freedom from religion.
Well, that's precisely it. I mean, this is really nothing to do with religion per se. I mean, this whole Ruddock Commission and this whole Ruddock Review, what it's really all about is religious privilege. I mean, that's really what we're on about. I mean, the privileges that all the religions have really had since Federation
are
really quite... Well, everything. Yeah. I mean, the biggest problems now, and we're going to be focused on this Ruddock Inquiry, is... Religions now collectively are one of the largest private employers in Australia. I mean, just think about schools, hospitals, hundreds of aged care facilities.
Yes.
I mean, schools alone, religious schools now enrol 40% of all Australian school children, 40%. So that's a very, very large workforce there for a start. Now, if you happen to be gay or divorced or, you know, in a same-sex relationship, then if you're a geography teacher or a maths teacher, if they find out, you're gone.
You can be dismissed. And no other organisation in Australia can claim these discriminations.
Well, that's right, because all religion under the Sex Discrimination Act 1984, that's an interesting year, isn't it, are exempt. And so some of the things, including marital and relationship status, pregnancy and potential pregnancy, breastfeeding, family relationships, sexual orientation, gender identity and intersex status. Now, if you fall foul of any of these, a divorcee in a de facto relationship or what have you, your job can be at stake.
They are also the schools and often the churches themselves in receipt of government funds too, aren't they?
Well, that's the big problem as well. I mean, that's our argument. I mean, if all these particular schools were self-funded, it would be difficult to have too much objection. But Australian taxpayers now pay $12.8 billion a year towards private religious schools. $12.8 billion.
Those schools are, in many cases, exempt from the discrimination laws that we all take for granted in every other organisation.
Well, that's right. I've just read out to you we're part of the Sex Discrimination Act. But, Peter, bear in mind there are another 12 acts, both federal and state, they're also exempt from. So it's a very privileged status that religion has in the 21st century. It probably is overdue to see some of it go.
Religion, of course, does provide an enormous charitable boon.
Yeah, we're not talking about charities, Peter. I mean, we all agree that a lot of them do some very, very good work. There was a recent review done, an academic review of the Catholic Church, that their annual value is $30 billion, just the Catholic Church alone. A very, very small part of that $30 billion goes to any charitable cause. I mean, they're still fighting tooth and nail, pay compensation to all the victims of the Royal Commission, child sex abuse.
This is you're responding to the Religious Freedom Review. This is the Ruddock Review.
Yeah, Philip Ruddock.
Yes, this was... This was instituted by the Prime Minister and the government in response to the perception of the erosion of religious freedom by the same-sex marriage vote.
It's the argument put up by all his conservative right-wing and right-wing Christian MPs that tried valiantly to block the passage of the amendments to the Marriage Act so that same-sex marriage could be made legal. And so this was really a sop.
Why are the hearings in secret?
Well, look, that's a very good question. It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. When we go in, we ask Ruddock this, can we record the meeting?
Did you have a meeting?
Oh, yeah, we had a meeting on Tuesday.
Yes. Oh, I see, in Canberra.
No, here in Adelaide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was with him?
Myself and Chris Schott.
Yes.
former South Australian senator.
Yes. Who was present?
It was really only Philip Ruddock and Frank Brennan. But he didn't say a word. It was really all Philip Ruddock.
So what did you ask him? Why was it in secret?
Well, exactly. We asked whether we could record it. You know, whether other people could be present. We asked her could we call the media in to observe proceedings. And just said no to all the questions. Well, that's the question, obvious question. And he said, well, you know, some hearings are held in camera. Our argument was this is an incredibly important
issue. But are all hearings in camera?
No.
Oh.
No, of course not. So, I mean, the point that we made was that really the findings of this this review are going to be very much suspect.
But, well, I mean, that's as you would say, Brian, and we will certainly invite Philip Ruddock for a response, a right of reply.
Sure.
But I don't think he's doing media on this, is he?
Well, he's trying to close the whole thing down. But, the only thing we have found out that to the Ruddock review... which is supposed to report on the 31st of March to Turnbull, there have been 16,500 submissions.
Which is enormous. And I saw a statistic, there were only nothing like that, a mere percentage of that to the Banking Royal Commission.
Well, precisely. So we know what happened, and this is really one of the reasons why the National Secular Lobby is now in existence, because this has been engineered by the Australian Christian Lobby, and we've seen from their website, you know, they've got pro forma letters for all the congregations to fill out and send into the Ruddock inquiry. But, Peter, we're aware of only three out of... 16,500 submissions. Three secular organisations: the Rationalist Society of Australia, which had been going for 100 years, very august body; the Atheist Foundation of Australia, been going for decades; and ourselves. Mm. And we're the only organisations that have been putting the secular viewpoint.
Because we mustn't prejudge, Brian Morris here, of the National Secular Lobby, mustn't prejudge what Philip Ruddock's inquiry may reveal.
Well, I'd beg to differ. Anyone, I think, with a good political understanding of this is that Ruddock has really got to come up with something that placates or pacifies Malcolm Turnbull to... ease some and get some control back from his very conservative backbench and ministers, of course. So he can't just maintain the status quo, Peter. I mean, he's got to come up with something that advances the position. And our position all along is it's time that we wound some of these religious privileges back, not added more to them.
Brian Morris, thank you very much for coming in and putting your case.
Thank you, Peter. And again, something that people should really be concerned about.
The review will be very interesting. Thank you.